Well, definitely there are town lands completely covered by forestry with nobody in them at this stage. It's impacting on the local communities. Schools are closing, lack of numbers. On the environmental impact of it, that's one that will have to be detailed, because there are conflicting reports, as you said there, on the damage it's causing. And it is causing damage to rivers. It's a good fishing area. It leads to a lot of anglers come on holidays here. And we don't want any further damage done to that industry. On the economic end of it, 44% of the premiums that were announced every year that are paid to Leitrim actually don't come to Leitrim. They go to people outside of the county that have forestry in it. So there's no economic benefit from that. And the, as regards the economic benefit, if somebody, farmer, had planted a small piece of his own land, he'd get some benefit from it. But when you have somebody resident outside of the country, even, that money is flowing out. And there's a premium, tax-free premium for 15 years going out to the country, taxpayers' money. And that's literally robbing society of money compared to when 1 euro spent by government in subsidies into the county creates an additional 3 euro. So it's worth 4 euro to the county. So, and that's been across the board in all counties. But to take a county like Leitrim, that's deprived of so many other things. It's a huge loss revenue. And incidentally, there's a meeting being held in Manor Hamilton on the 5th of February where Patrick Brady from Land Mobility will give a good detailed talk. He's already done one in the county and county executive. This is be open to all farmers to come to it. The IFA are holding it. And that will show how farmers can use their land in a lease, in a partnership. The advantage in it is that if they give it on a long-term lease to a young farmer or a neighbouring farmer, they will receive their money tax-free, the same as forestry.
Representatives from the Save Leitrim Group have already called for today that while this report is being commissioned and being studied and being digested, that there should be a moratorium in place and no planting should take place until the full details of the report have been digested by everybody. They are also expressing fears, James, that this particular survey, when concluded, is going to come down very much pro-forestry and in favour of further forestations in Leitrim. How would you respond to those claims?
Well, I think that the Save Leitrim people should engage with this survey and put their case to it, rather than not be involved in it. So that's why I say that all citizens of the county should become involved in this and give their side of the story. Because that's the only way we can give it that it would be fair and transparent into what's happening in the county.